Morning Show with Brock and Hunter. Only on Rock 107 WIRX. Everything that rocks.
Well, good morning. It's 7-Eleven. Brock, Hunter.
Morning. What's up?
All right, let's get to it. Morning dump time.
It's the morning dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more.
As always, your morning dump brought to you by Pump
That
Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them 269-445-7777. Or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Yeah, pump it.
Pump it up.
Yeah, pump it. I hate this story. Megan Fox, Machine Gun Kelly.
The whole blood thing.
Everything. You heard about this, right? They're the latest celeb couple to claim that they drink each other's blood.
Why?
All right, this caused many people on social media to call them vampires, and now actual vampire organizations want to give them some blood-sharing tips. Here's an idea. Don't drink each other's blood.
Yeah, probably not the smartest idea. I don't think that's good for you, you know?
What are you doing?
It's an attention-grabbing celebrity thing.
Exactly.
That's what it is.
Are you guys not getting enough attention? Is that the problem where it's like, well, look, they haven't talked about us in like 36 hours. We need to do something to make sure that everyone knows that we're still here.
Give your blood.
Yeah.
Drink it.
Why don't we tell everyone that we drink each other's blood? That'll make us seem interesting and cool and weird and red. Just stop it. For God's sakes.
What's the idea around it, too? It's just... Hey, you ever get like hit in the mouth and you start, it doesn't taste good.
No.
You know, it's not like it's sweet.
And I don't think I've ever looked at someone like, oh God, I wonder what their blood tastes like. At least exactly. I'm happy I haven't. Does it seem like something I'd.
Honestly, before you do anything with anybody, you usually kind of check them for cuts, right? you don't want any. I don't want my skin touching that.
I tell you what, I can't tell you how many times before me and the fellas have gone out, I've been trimming up the huevos, giving a little nick. Well, I'm not getting anything now. There's no way I'm risking that. I can't go out there with open wounds. My God. My God. So
yeah, I guess lesson is just don't drink other people's blood. It's not necessary.
You notice this is with people who are like the D-listers, right? You don't see Tom Hanks and his wife, Rita, doing stuff like this, right? Like, oh, yeah, we drink each other's blood. You know, because they just let their work actually speak. They're not sitting there just begging to have the paparazzi take photos of them. Big, look at us. We matter.
Here's another question I got. Is who brought it up first?
Yeah.
Like, who had the balls to, like, be like, hey, I want to drink your blood. And, like, just so happens she or he was like, yeah, me too.
That's a great idea.
I'm glad you brought it up.
It's funny. I was thinking it, and you said it. This is why we work so well together.
Weird thing. God. If somebody asked that to me, I'd be like, I got to go to the bathroom. I'd just never come back.
And never come back. If your wife's like, oh, I want to drink your blood, be like, well, I want a divorce. That's what
I'm
I want.
I'm going to step outside for a smoke.
That's right.
And you'll never see me again.
Why don't you think about this, okay? Anyway. Stop it. Celebrities being weird for the sake of being weird. All right, we get it. You're there. What about this? I don't know if I believe this stat, Hunter. Enough dumb celebrities. But if it's true, women over 40 are as bad as teenagers when it comes to, you know, the urges that they're having. A new poll of women between 40 and 60 found that they spend 24% of their waking hours thinking about sex.
Oh, my God.
A poll
Why?
I don't know. It's just a bunch of horned-up middle-aged women, man. A bunch of cougars out there just wanting it. The poll also asked women to name the most sexually satisfying decade of their lives, and half of women in their 50s said that it was when they were in their 30s. In other naughty news, a separate survey by the company Adam and Eve looked at the most popular positions in 2022. Missionary was first, followed by doggy, cowgirl, reverse cowgirl, and spooning.
I don't need to know the positions, for God's sake. I'm feeling for the poor husbands out there, you know?
Why are you feeling for the husbands? They got a bunch of horned up wives.
No, because the horned up wives are going out to the bar and getting that young pool guy. Yeah, I know how this works, dude.
A guy named Fernando.
So exactly. So this is why it's bad for the husbands out here. Because when a husband goes through his midlife crisis, He just can't go to the bar and be like, hey, you, let's go. You know?
Yeah.
A good-looking cougar woman? Dude, a drop of a pencil. She could choose. She got 20 guys to choose from at any given moment, probably.
I spent a majority of my 20s chasing middle-aged women, so I can attest to this. I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's something about that.
About the cougars early.
Oh, yeah, that was a key... And it's nice because you know what? They don't want any of the. They just take
him. Until you wake up with a shotgun in your face. I didn't know.
Look, I didn't know.
We were drinking, and she said that.
That's the best advice I can give any young bucks out there. All right, if you're out there and you're looking to score, okay, don't waste your time with the 20-odds. Don't waste your time with the 20-odds. All right, you find that lady. All right. She's got a nice low-cut top, okay? It's pushed up. It's nice and tan and freckly. She's probably she's wearing something like...
There's something about you and the freckles. You always bring that up.
There is something that maybe like a Chanel number 4 that they're wearing, okay? They're stirring their drink. They got big, gaudy jewelry on, okay? Mm-hmm. The nails are done.
At least we're not talking about a robot here. At least I can...
No robot could ever compare to a 45-year-old woman, okay? And I will stand by that, okay? I will stand by that statement, all right?
She's got red teeth and drinking wine all day.
You got that, man. And they are just, their inhibitions are gone, okay? They are gone. And you don't have to sit there and cuddle with them. You don't have to sit there and, a couple of sweet nothings and... Thank you, Mrs. Robinson. All right. That's what it is.
Yeah. Is your wife listening right now?
I can't. She's on her way. This is fantastic.
What, to go into the bar and hook it up with the pool guy?
Hopefully it's still me. Good news is we only have an above ground pool, so I don't think we're going to get. I have to worry too much about that. So, but yeah.
It's not going to be too ripped.
God, I love cougars, man. Nothing like a night of cougar hunting. All right. Go get yourself some pelts, fellas. All right. Yeah,
you need to go to church. That's what you need.
It's a good place to meet middle-aged women. I'm telling you what.
You're terrible.
That's right. They'll be heels to Jesus in no time, if you know what I'm saying. All right. So what do we got? Don't drink each other's blood and go cougar hunting. You got that. That is your morning dump. We'll be back.
The Morning Dump, brought to you by Pump That Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them today, 269-445-7777, or visit pumpthatseptic.com.